can hear the sounds in the background. I love it, man. That's exactly what you need on a Friday. Mm. Just that, that toma.
Yes.
I freaking love it. It's 6:14 with the NSK and Shaquan. This is where radio comes alive. It's Namibia's heart and soul. Let's talk mind, body, and green. Now, mind, body, and green is that bit where we look at lifestyle tips dedicated to inspiring you to live your best life. We look at your mental. We encourage you to be brave about your physical state, your spiritual state, your emotional, as well as the state of the environment. Why? Because we care, and we want you to consciously think about this stuff as you're getting ready for work and head it into your day. So let's talk mind, body, and encourage you to go green. Osishe, what's happening on this Friday? What is it that we need to look at?
Nothing too deep, actually. I think I'm just going to take a little bit of your time, a few minutes of your time, so to say, that, I don't know. I just want to, you know what, we've grown, right?
Yes.
We're also at a point where, for the most part, we hold ourselves accountable for our lives, obviously, as we should. But let's just call ourselves to order, man. How can we truly respect ourselves this year? Because, you know, a lot of the times you probably caught up in conversations, be it with someone that you just started kicking with, you know, you guys are getting to know each other, conversations at the cafeteria, at work, with your girlfriends, and your, whatever it is, maybe when you're going hiking, on a run, at the gym, and just talking about, you know, valuing yourself, and I know my worth, and this and that, whatever it is.
Yeah.
I think sometimes we also forget that you don't even need to say certain things. You just need to embody whatever it is that you say, as in your actions need to back up whatever it is that you say. So maybe have a little bit of reflection time and ask yourself whether the actions and things, the actions, decisions, the things you entertain, all of that, whether that actually really represents how much you respect yourself. Because maybe this is just me, but I think that sometimes the way that people even, the respect that people give us is in lieu with how we carry ourselves.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yes. 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how do you start respecting yourself this year? First things first, stop looking for who is not looking for you. And I'm talking about the very people in your life who, if you don't text, they don't text. If you don't call, they don't call. If you don't initiate dates, whatever it is, if you don't even check up on them or send them the Bible scripture for the day, whatever it is. So, yeah, stop looking for people who just don't look for you. And also stop begging in all forms. Spend time with me. Pick me, the pick me syndrome
that
we all, you know, at one point struggle with, or probably even, you know, trying to let go of, and we're still struggling with it. Stop begging for anything from people, okay? And also stop saying more than necessary. Taking you back to the days of the long paragraphs that we used to write, and how dare you make me feel this way, and I just don't know how to feel. And now we're in an era where it's just like, you know what, okay, I don't even know what else to say. So stop over expressing yourself, especially to people who don't value you. And also another thing to keep in mind, in ways, a very simple ways on how you can start respecting yourself, is that when people disrespect you, make sure that you not necessarily confront, but kind of, but address the issue immediately. Because I think what happens sometimes, like, you know, for the sake of peace, and I don't want to come off confrontational, whatever it is, you just let the situation linger, and you just, I'm just not going to say anything because I just want to keep the peace. But what happens is that, yes, there's some sort of peace between you and said person, but you don't have peace within yourself because it's eating you away. So whatever it is that is weighing heavy on your heart, let it go. Like, have that conversation with that person, okay? And then also, something else to keep in mind on how you can start respecting yourself is to start investing in yourself and make you happy. Stop entertaining gossip about other people.
Yeah.
It's something my mom always says, is that shunanu, if someone comes to you with whatever it is about someone else, the chances of that person going to another person about your business is like 1,000%. They bring you some tea, they take some tea away from you. What a lot of people are also not really open to, maybe you just don't practice the spirit of discernment, is that even with me bringing someone else's tea to you could be a way of me trying to make you feel like I trust you so that I get information about you.
Yeah, I hear it.
Do you know? Because, I mean, I'm bringing this tea to you because I trust you, right? So you got to trust me with something too. But also when you think about it, some of those people in your life that do things like that on a regular hardly ever share things about themselves.
Yeah, true.
Right? Think about it, okay? So stop doing things like that. Honestly, it's just, don't do that. And also think before you talk. Now, 80% of how people value you is what comes out of your mouth. Respect your time. And also what's really important to remember in this new chapter is that stop staying in relationships where you don't feel respected and valued. It is okay for you to walk away. And yesterday, as we mentioned before we left, was that it is okay for you to start over. Okay, and then also something else I will probably leave with you, maybe the last thing to leave with you, is to treat people exactly the way they deserve to be treated.
Yeah, no, those are profound stuff.
Yeah, so yeah. Very practical ways on how you can start respecting yourself. If you want to add more, feel free to engage with us on WhatsApp or Telegram on 083-0001-029.